From a replica of his grandparents' bakery to the zoo in Mulberry Ave, museum director Kay Simpson says there's not a thing the Dr. Seuss Museum won't have.
These sites and the characters that he encountered that really were sources of his inspiration.
The state's given the place $1 million. The rest they'll get from grants and wills. Simpson says it'll promote Springfield, but also help kids' literary skills.
Providing kids with a way to build vocabulary or recognize the letters of the alphabet, and also to learn how to rhyme, because rhyming is very important to building literacy.
In Boston, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.